And a good Saturday evening to you, everybody. It's the B-Sides with Blumberg Bolin, or Bolin and Blumberg. I prefer it that way anyway. Right, I always like to be second banana.
Do you?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, that's what it'll be then.
We got a special show for everybody today.
It's going to be a good one.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I'm telling you. We're doing a battle of the bands, all right? We've got the Rolling Stones. They have a new album out. That's
BBC, an old album, but
it's an old album, but it's a BBC recording.
Yeah.
And it's official Rolling Stones. So it's the sound quality's good and everything. We're gonna go back to the mid 60s with them, and they're gonna be facing off against the Flaming Groovies. Band from San Francisco that got together in the mid 60s and was starting to gain a following in the early 70s.
So, I've always known who they were. I just didn't really ever hear a lot of their tunes, But I know they're very popular.
They are. They have a very, very strong following. And they have a new album out called Fantastic Plastic. It just came out in 2017, but that's for them, that's new. And we're going to be playing some of their stuff, some live stuff, some studio stuff, some visceral, as I call it, rock and roll. Before, of course, we get into that, we like to play a little Tommy song. I picked out something from Great Gypsy Soul, which explains Great Gypsy Soul to the audience.
Well, Great Gypsy Soul was an album that was put out, and they were tracks that were not finished. And a lot of them were they had just used another track of Tommy's on the teaser album. And then some were never really on the album at all. And this is one of the songs that was never on the album and didn't have lyrics and no vocals. So on that particular CD, Great Gypsy Soul, they added a lot of different guitar players to play along, Warren Haynes and Derek Trucks and Steve Lukather and Steve Morris, and the list goes on forever. Peter Frampton. Joe Bonamassa. Anyway, so on this track, Glenn Hughes sings it. We know that. I don't know who else plays it. Sonny Landreth.
Yeah. As a guitar player. So let's hear Sugar Shack. This is Tommy Bolin from Great Gypsy Soul.
Automatic, ain't gonna fade away.
B-Sides, Bolan and Blomberg, right here on Siouxland Public Media every Saturday, 6 o'clock, of the very best in rock and roll. That was off the Great Gypsy Soul album, Tommy Bolan, Glenn Hughes, Sonny Landreth, Sugar Shack. Good
interesting,
tune.
Wasn't it?
It was a good tune.
The way they put that together.
I like
that. I like it.
Okay, so now we're going to get into the meat of the program. We're going to get into the battle of the bands, and we're going to start off with a quartet from the Rolling Stones On Air, the official Rolling Stones recordings from BBC back in 60. This first one is Spider and the Fly at the Yeah Yeah Club, 1965. Then we're going to hear Carol, It's All Over Now, and I Want to Be Your Man. So put your feet up. Hang on. Here we go. Rolling Stones, Spider and the Fly. Yeah.
Another Chuck Berry opus to wind up the finale. This time it's Carol.
Rolling Stones right here on the B-Sides with Bolan and Blumberg, Saturday nights at 6 right here on Siouxland Public Media. Get back to the Stones in just a second. I mean, if you listen to that stuff, it really gets you right in the solar plexus. I mean, that's raw, visceral rock and roll right there.
It's recorded very nice.
Hey, yeah, it sounds good. It, sounds real good.
I mean,
this was 1964 at the Saturday Club. Well, they've just found this stuff that the BBC's been hiding. One of the things about the Rolling Stones I do want to mention, because a lot of people think of them merely as a band fronted by Jagger and Richards, and that certainly is the case
today.
Yeah. And has been for quite some time. But the person who's responsible for the Rolling Stones becoming the Rolling Stones was Brian Jones. He had a deep love and respect for the blues, and he passed that along to Jagger and Richards. And you can hear both Jones and Richards playing guitar, great bass by Bill Wyman, and they were a cohesive band up until the time the last album I think that Brian Jones was on was Beggar's Banquet. After that, he was replaced by Mick Taylor. He passed away, drowned in a swimming pool. But in any case, let's not get down on that. Just for you to know that Brian Jones
was
his. Yeah, it was his band when they started out back in 63. Yeah, he came up with the name. He came up with everything. He's on this one, It's All Over Now, from the Joe Loss Pop Show, 64.
Because I used to love her. be your man. Wanna be your man. Wanna be your man.
Rolling Stones right here on the B-sides. I Want to Be Your Man, It's All Over Now, Carol, and The Spider and the Fly, all from the mid-60s, 64, 65. And I dare say the person who was playing slide guitar there on that last cut, that was Brian Jones.
It was Brian Jones.
Oh, yeah, definitely Brian Jones. Well, let's go over to the West Coast now.
Okay.
1965, the Flaming Groovies get together, Cyril Jordan, Roy Loney, and the Usual Suspects. And they played a lot of covers, too, when they first started out. We're going to hear one from Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Wow. I was wondering if that was the same song.
Oh, yeah.
Is it?
We're going to hear from Chuck Berry, and we're also going to hear from The Who. First off, Kix, the Flaming Groovies, right here on the B-Sides, Siouxland Public Media.
Thank you. got another one here. So it's dedicated to John Lennon. It's an old Larry Williams song. It's called Slow Down.
Down, down, down.
Flaming Groovies right here. That would be Groovies, Eric. Flaming Groovies right here on the B-Sides with Bolin and Blumberg. We heard a trio of their songs, Kicks, Slow Down. It's another Beatles song that they did. And Call Me Lightning. Who did Call Me Lightning? You know?
I'm not sure who did that one.
The Who.
Oh, they did?
That's a Who song.
Slow Down was Larry Williams.
Yep. And the Beatles that did that one also, just like I Want to Be Your Man.
Yeah.
Now we're going to move on to another era in the Stones.
Okay.
The 70s. After Brian Jones passed, they were joined by Mick Taylor.
I remember that.
Formerly of the John Mayall Blues Breakers and stuff like that. Great blues guitarist. But I'll tell you something about Mick Taylor.
He didn't last very long.
He didn't last long, but the albums he played on were the best. Exile on Main Street, Sticky Fingers, yeah. Let It Bleed. Those were all albums on which Mick Taylor played. And those are arguably some of their best music.
Yeah, he really... he fit in somehow because he was really not, that's not where he was really coming from at the time. He was way, he's more like a Clapton. That's his style of playing, you know.
Yeah. If we have time, we're going to hear from Eric Clapton too.
Okay.
Just a little tease there. Oh. Let's go to the Marquee Club live in 71 with the Stones, I Got the Blues.
Thank you. you very much. This next one's written by a friend of mine. His name's Peter Case, and he had a group called the Plimsolls. It's called A Million Miles Away.
I just got back, I had my eyes shut, was dreaming about the past. I thought about you on the radio playing. I should have went, was the reason I stayed. I started cruising to a different place. I realized that I thought I'd never go to you.
Flamin' Groovies, right here on the B-sides, A Million Miles Away, an old Plimsolls song, as he said, written by Peter Case. We got more Rolling Stones for you, and then some more Flamin' Groovies. I mean, that's what this show's all about. All down the line from Exile on Main Street.
Yeah.
Rolling Stones, the B-sides, with Bolan and Blumberg all down the line, arguably from their best, most critically acclaimed album, Exile on Main Street. Locked themselves in a French chateau. I believe this is a story. French chateau recording studio, and worked on this like completely out of public view.
For a couple of years, wasn't it?
Came up with this, and you could hear the guitar playing from Mick Taylor on that particular song.
Yeah, he kept playing slide.
Yeah. Now, I'm not asking you to vote yet because we have a couple more records that we have to go through with the Flamin' Groovies. Arguably, their most famous songs, hardest songs. Here's one, Live Teenage Head.
It was a warning. He said there's nothing I can prescribe.
Flamin' Groovies, B-sides, Blumberg and Bolin, right here on Siouxland Public Media. We have time for one more. From the Sticky Fingers album, one of their more famous albums, here's Brown Sugar with Eric Clapton.